Look at some of the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch outlines for us in advance of Pesach. Already, first and foremost, going back to the conclusion of Purim, we find ourselves in Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, where the Gemara tells us, based on the way that Moshe Rabbeinu himself instructed the Jewish people in the Midbar about the upcoming in Yanim, we also derive from there that we should get a head start to learning the halachas of Pesach. On that note, everyone's invited to join in person or on Zoom this evening, 8:30 p.m., the Siyata Shmaya will try to field some of the questions that have been coming in. A good number of questions, and it's very likely if they're on the minds of other members of the community, they may affect you as well. Preparing for Pesach, kashering certain items for purchase, that will Mirz Hashem be on tonight at 8:30. Okay, so if you open up right at the beginning of the fifth chelak of Mishnah Berurah, it quotes that halacha that I mentioned a moment ago about preparing a month in advance. We turn to the second sif. Tells us as follows, no one needs a reminder about this one. There is no Tachlin recited during the month of Nisan. Last night, the conclusion of Shabbos, after Mincha, we did not recite Tidkoschel, because generally speaking, the pattern is whenever you wouldn't be saying Tachlin, if it's Shabbos afternoon, you won't say Tidkoschel. The minhag is not to give a hesped during the month of Nisan. We don't have any public fast days. If a yachid wants to fast for certain reasons, that's okay. But generally speaking, with the exception of Bechoros, Mesanbo, Erev Pesach, when firstborns have a practice of fasting, otherwise we do not fast during the month of Nisan. So a few notes over here. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Zayin, for starters, Bechol Chodesh Nisan, Neisha Shneimasar Nisiyim, Hekrivu B'Shneimasar Yom. Why is it that the whole month should have that character during which we exclude Tachanun? So Mishnah tells us that if you look in the Pesukim, so we're told that these are the days, first 8 days of Nisan, are the days when the Nisiyim brought special karbonos to inaugurate the Mishkan. Choyvei karbon hayyamtiv shalo. Each day had a status of a yamtiv for the individuals bringing the karbon. Ver Pesach, you take eight plus another one for Erev Pesach, the 14th. You may have Pesach, Gufa, add on the days of Pesach, Isru Chag, and the day following Pesach. Imkein yotzer rov hachodesh bekedusha levich osin kulo kodesh. So there's a minute to omit Tachanun, because the majority of the month, for various reasons, because of the holiday and because of the Nisiyim, the entire month, Rubo Kukulo, therefore we treat the entire month as a special character of Simcha, and therefore we do not recite Tachanun. Happens to be that that notion of remembering the fact that the Nisiyim brought Karbonos this time of year is not limited to the omission of Tachanun, but there are many who have a practice. You see it more frequently in Eretz Yisrael, you see it by the Hasidim. They actually read day one, day two, day three, at the beginning of Nisan, the Kriya of the Nisiyim, Parshas Naso, that we're used to reading on Hanukkah. So likewise, either they'll wait till the end of davening and bring out a Sefer Torah, or maybe more appropriate, once the Sefer Torah is out, they'll continue with the reading beyond, let's say, Monday, Thursday, whatever it happens to be. Parshas Stav, they'll also continue with the Nisiyim from Parshas Naso. But not a common practice around here. But that's in addition to the omission of Tachanun. It's interesting, when we say over here that it has this unique character, for example, not saying a hesped or not fasting, it's not as ironclad as we find in other scenarios. Let's say Hanukkah. So Hanukkah, the Gemara already tells us, the Tanaim recorded in the Megillas Tainus, Hanukkah was a day when no hespedim were given, there were no fast days. Chodesh Nisan doesn't have exactly that same stature, as it were. For example, if a person would get married this week, I have a friend who's getting married today. So the minhag is to fast on the day of the Chasana. So what if it falls out during the days when we don't fast? So some say this is an exception, especially if you get married on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a list elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch. Fascinating list. Just for those of you who follow the details of the calendar, Tav Kuf Pei lists the Torah, quoting from the Bahag, days that historically had certain tzaras occur, and it's appropriate to fast. Not so common nowadays for the regular people to do it. Elsewhere, we find that we're told that nowadays, even though fasting was more of a prevalent practice for various occasions in historically for Jews, but we're weaker. We don't have the same kochas that we used to have, and therefore, if we would exhaust ourselves with the fast, it would take away from other areas of Avodas Hashem. So we have to be a little more restricting. But the first one on the list, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, which is also a day that you're not supposed to fast, Echad B'Nisan Mesu B'nei Ahara. Famous story of Nathan and Avihu that we're going to read in a couple of weeks in Parsha Shmini. It occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So even though that's a day, it's Rosh Chodesh and it's the beginning of Nisan, it's a day that already has a certain character of sorrow to it. It's appropriate to fast, So if a person gets married on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we would not tell him not to fast because it's already a day that has a precedent where it is appropriate to fast. Likewise, the Gemara tells us that if God forbid, a person has a very disturbing dream, so they're supposed to fast the next day, at Tainus Chalom. The Gemara says, even if that Shabbos, you have a bad dream on Friday night, you fast even on Shabbos, which again, ordinarily would be restricted, would be prohibited, but because there is an immediate need for the fast to have a remedy in its fullest sense, you have to fast immediately after having the dream, even if it's Shabbos. But the Gemara says, not so fast. If you do end up fasting on a Shabbos, you need to make up the fast on a different day. Okay? So likewise, if a person had a bad dream during Nisan and they fast the next day, they would not be required to make it up, as I said, because the notion of not fasting during Nisan is not as ironclad. It's a minhag. It's not as hard and fast as other days on the calendar, such as Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah and so forth. Let's talk about one more detail about what we find here. Not reciting Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan has other implications. Mishnah Berurah tells us, not in Hilchos Pesach, but if we jump back for a moment to the laws of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Siman Reish Tamach Zayin, the first sif says as follows, B'tfilas HaMinchah Erev Shabbos Ein Nofen Al Panayim. Everyone knows, Friday afternoon, you don't say Tachanun when you say Mincha. Mipnei Shu Samoch Lachnos HaShabbos Ken Kosev Olvush. Mishnah Berurah quotes from Olvush that it's close to Shabbos, right? We're already getting close to the feeling of Shabbos is about to overwhelm us, and therefore Tachanun would not be appropriate. So now we daven Mincha in Shul, generally speaking, right before Shabbos begins, a few minutes before Shkia. Right? What if you're davening Mincha at an early, you know, early afternoon at 1:30, 1:40, whatever it is this time of year? Would you still omit Tachanun? So the Chavetz Chaim over there quotes from the Prima Gadim. Yes, indeed. And the Bir Agra, for those of us who are in the Moed Kadim Shir, Bira Gros sends us to a Gemara we saw not so long ago on Daf Chav Zayin, where Zok Fenas Amita, the Gemara says, Menamin Chalamayla, even though during, in those days, people would overturn their beds. And they wouldn't sleep on the bed in a normal fashion. They wouldn't sit on the bed in a normal fashion. But Friday afternoon, you start putting the house back together to make it look not like a Beis Avel for Shabbos. And Menamin Chalamayla, it's a debate. Is that Mincha Ketana late in the day, Mincha Gedola earlier in the day? But we have a right to be Mekel. So already the Prima Gadim says, even if you're davening an early mincha, that's common practice. You don't say tachan on Friday afternoon. Here's the catch. Here's the chiddush. Explains the Mishnah Berurah because ein omer mem tachanun, right? Okay. And then he says also from the Prima Gadim. Likewise, if you would have a meal, you had a small meal. You're not supposed to have a big meal on a Friday afternoon. But let's say you have a small meal and you wash and time to bench. You recite Shir Malos. Okay. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday. If you wash and you bench, you say Shir Malos. Why? Because the rule is, anytime you don't say Tachanun, you say Shir Malos. Achidish. The entire month of Nisan, if you take this all the way, you should say Shir Malos. Normally, Shlok quotes, we should say Al Naras Bavel. That's the paragraph on the other side of the introductory section of benching that people are not so accustomed to saying. Okay, but even if you don't say Al Naras Bavel, Shir Malos, everyone says on Shabbos. Shir Malos you say by Chasana, Shir Malos you say by Sudas Mitzvah. According to this, Achidish, not everyone has adopted this, but there certainly is grounds to say Shir Malos. And I think that for no other reason, but when there is a unique character to the day, and now the entire Nisan, we're saying, is elevated to a certain extent, so saying Shir Malos helps us remember and help feel the upcoming Yontif and the entire month that carries that same aspect of Simcha, and one would certainly be justified to recite Shir Malos before saying benching, throughout the Chodesh of Nisan, in the same way that we don't recite Tachanun.